Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jonathan with the Dream Hustle Win podcast. I'm hosting the Talk to Shaylin Radio Circuit Power syndicated globally on the REI Radio Network. People, we are the new voice of millennial music. The Dream Hustle Win podcast is like so dope because everything that we do, everything that we line up is about working with independent artists, their brand, their vision, everything about them to move their product forward. You know, when you think about all the great acts from N.W.A. to Dre to Tupac, all these people are independent. Tupac used to be with Digital Underground. He used to be their roadie. And then one day he's the biggest star in the world on top of everything else. Drake was just a guy from Degrassi, and all of a sudden, biggest superstar in the world. Nicki was on MySpace. The cool thing about the independent voices, one day they do become major. There's no different. I'm talking to a guy that's so multi-talented, diverse, he's an entrepreneur, self-educated, college-educated, real dream chaser on all levels. And we're honored, and I mean super honored, to have him on the podcast today. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself to everybody. Go ahead, introduce yourself to everybody on the podcast, my brother.
What's up, everyone? My name is Brandon Allen. My Instagram is Brandon Empire. That's another discussion, though, that how I came up with that name. But I'm a student, and I'm a digital marketing student right now, just trying to perfect my craft right now, just trying to move on up and see what I can get out this game, for real, for real.
Definitely. I want to go into the first part you said, because you have a very unique dynamic situation, because you have a music education background, going to school for business, and you have a label, you have the artist. What drew you to the love of music the way you are now?
I first fell in love with music when I was like 11. I just love the fact that you can communicate. Like, music is one of the best forms of communication. And I love to network with people. I love to network with interesting people. I love to create. So that's how I fell in love with music, because it's another form of communicating, and it brings everyone together. Like, everyone who's different, like, everyone can come together behind music. And I fell in love with music. The first album I bought, which is funny, the first rap album I bought was Ludacris, Word of Mouth. That was the first hip-hop album I bought when I was, like, 11.
Right.
And that album made me, like, want to freestyle. So I was just in the music ever since then.
Let me ask you this. When you think about what's going on in the world today, you know, with the COVID and the social injustice, how is that affecting hip-hop culture from a millennial perspective?
It's affecting it in a lot of ways, because I feel like a lot of people need to change their whole message around and tailor it towards what's going on right now, like with the whole social injustice and the COVID-19. Not only that, it's kind of hard to travel and do gatherings with this whole COVID-19. So I think the whole hip hop, the whole entertainment industry needs to come up with a way to get around that and still be a strong industry.
I want to go into this part here. The reason why I ask that question is because artists are making music from a different perspective now, because of all the tragic deaths that have gone on. And it's really telling in a real way. Talk about, from a psychological point, how do you approach the music game then?
I right now I'm approaching it with an open mind. But honestly, because of everything going on, like I look for artists with who has that message that's talking about everything that's going on today, who's like I won't use the term woke, but someone who's just aware of everything and who can use their platform to communicate with their fans. That's how I'm approaching it, the music industry now. And that's how I want to approach as well. I want to use my platform to spread a real message that can change the community, bring people together, you know.
I want to go into this part here. When you think about hip-hop, the culture, in your opinion, where does it stand right now? Like, what's the state of – give us your thoughts on the state of hip-hop culture today.
The state of hip-hop culture right now, to me, right, I would probably say it's stagnant right now. In my opinion, I just feel like everything's in a standstill. Everyone is just trying to figure out what's going on, what to do, how to adapt to this situation that we're in. I just feel like the hip hop community as a whole needs to do a deep, like, a lot of soul searching, to who we really are, what we really want, and what we're really trying to do.
Let me ask you this. Let's go into this part here. The hip hop music itself in you. What type of permanent place do you want in hip-hop for your career?
I would want a position of, like, a I would like to be a mentor. I would I love to create music, but that's not just what I want to do. I want to be able to manage talent. I want to be able to find talent or find people with the voice. I want to be able to build a platform for them, so they can use that voice to help others. I kind of want to be like a godfather in this game, for real. Like a big boss, big brother type. Like someone people can go to for help, guidance, for a mentor. That's my ultimate goal. That's who I want to be in this game.
Got it. I want to go into this part here. When you think about what it takes to make it in this game, the sacrifices, everything that go into it, why do you want to travel down this path?
Because it's worth it. At the end of the day, it's worth it. I don't mind the grind. I don't mind the sacrifice. I've already put in the grind. I've already made sacrifices, and it pays off, and it's just worth it, and it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better that I worked hard for something, I sacrificed for something, and to be able to see the results, like, it just makes me feel better. It keeps me going. It keeps me motivated.
Let me ask you this. When you look in the mirror, nobody else around, just you.
Okay.
What are you seeing yourself? What do you see in yourself as a man and as a black man and as an entrepreneur in 2020?
When I look at myself, I see a lot of fire. I see a lot of passion. And I see someone that wants to change the world and will do whatever I need to do that.
Absolutely. Let me go into this part here. from the beginning, when you look at your childhood, how we, you know, just the earliest, how did your, what did you learn in your childhood that made you like fall in love with hip hop and the music game?
I would, probably the networking and the fact, I fell in love with how you can communicate using music and all the different kinds of music. And that's really what made me fall in love with hip hop as a youngster. And that quote, when the music hits, you feel no pain. Like if it's a good song and I can just play it, I can get work done. It just makes me feel good. Like certain songs gives me that vibe. And I feel good. I'm uppity. I can do my homework. I can complete tasks. Have fun with friends. Music makes me feel good. It's just one of those. Music's one of those blessings in life. Escapes.
Definitely. I want to ask you this. What plans do you have for yourself for the remaining part of 2020?
I plan on continuing my education. I plan on pushing Bankroll Records, which I'm the manager now, but I will become the co-owner soon with my best friend, Bankroll Tay Money. That's my best friend. He's like my big brother. I've known him for like 15 plus years, but we plan on making more music videos. I'm actually going to create a website for us soon. More content. We're actually going to drop a clothing line as soon as I make this website. I'm also starting a digital marketing agency with a couple of friends of mine. I have a lot on my plate for the rest of this year.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we got a big role on Bankroll Tay at ResultsOnTheHype.com and on the radar site.
Yeah.
Zach's going to send me that link. So,
yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, that,
we got to feature him on the blog.
Yeah, that's a big
make sure
right
he
there.
Get every, yeah, make sure he get everybody to comment on his post, please. Make sure he
okay.
get everybody to comment on his post, all right? So, Zach's going to text it
okay.
to you. You can send it over to him. I'll make sure everybody comment on the post, all right?
Okay. Definitely.
Definitely. Let me ask you this, man. Well, first of all, give everybody your Instagram handle so they can follow you on IG.
My IG handle is Brandon_Empire.
Yeah, one more time, slow.
Brandon_Empire.
Got it, man. And what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Ozone Winning podcast today?
I enjoy interacting with everyone. I enjoy growing my network. I enjoy networking with everyone. I enjoy growing my fan base. I've been getting some followers and I've been enjoying the views I've been getting on my content on IG. That definitely surprised me. I wasn't expecting all them views like that.
Yeah, man. And also too, just a lot of good energy. That's why I tell you all the time, like, use all the hashtags, tag us. I see your Instagram insights look crazy. It look dope, man.
Right.
I can't wait. So,
it makes it fun. It makes the whole experience fun.
Thank you, man. Well, listen, it's an honor to be in partnership with you. We thank you, and thank you for being on the Dream Muscle Win podcast today, brother. Appreciate it, man.
No problem. Peace.
And give everybody your name one more time.
Brandon_Empire.
All right, people, you heard it right here. Let's get it. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Yep.
Always
peace.
Always dream of the win, people. Peace.
100.